Let's talk about internet radio. Thank you guys for being here. I appreciate you. My name is James, and I'm going to give a brief essay, data dump, on internet radio. As you know, Tachyon No Space Radio is pretty new. We started about a month ago. Contracts are in place, and we're just all fired up. So I thought I'd open up with a little bit of information about internet radio. Most people know what internet radio is, or online radio, or streaming radio, because they're probably listening to it. And some people listen to internet radio not quite understanding what goes on in the background. Well, internet radio, also known as online radio or streaming radio, is a digital audio service that allows users to listen to radio stations broadcast over the internet rather than through traditional radio waves. Internet radio has gained immense popularity since its inception due to its convenience, diversity, and global reach. So here's a list of things that makes internet radio fantastic. Accessibility. So radio is accessible, internet radio is accessible to anyone with an internet connection, making it available to a global audience. This accessibility has democratized broadcasting, allowing individuals and small organizations to create and run their own internet radio stations. Tachyon No Space Radio, as an example. Diverse content. So internet radio offers a vast and diverse range of content. Listeners can find stations that cater to their specific interests, whether it's music, news, sports, talk shows, or niche genres that may not be readily available on traditional radio. Tachyon No Space Radio is kind of eclectic. I have a wide range of interests. I like classical, I like soundtracks, I like pop, top 40, some rap, some hip-hop, dance, heavy metal. Yeah, I'm a metalhead. Things with a beat, mainly 120 beats per minute and above. 130 is good. So as a new radio station, it was relatively easy to get started, which is why I'm kind of excited to share this information with you guys about internet radio. I started it, and there's really no reason why you good citizens out there can't either, one, start your own, or hook up with someone like me, so you can do your own broadcasting, be your own DJ. So that's one of the best things about the internet radio is you can have it 24/7. We are 24/7, as in broadcasting. Now, we don't do a lot of live shows yet or pre-recorded shows yet, but we will. And this is a start. Which brings me to number three or third item about internet radio: personalizations. So many internet radio services offer personalized playlists and recommendations based on a user's listening history and preferences. This personalization enhances the listening experience by introducing listeners to new music or shows they might enjoy. Because we are an eclectic station and there's a wide range of music, you may actually hear something with high fiddle playing to all instrumental wind instruments, or maybe a soundtrack, a couple of soundtracks that are kind of somber, epic, you know, kind of slow. And then there's the fast dance stuff. I love Madonna, I love Lady Gaga, Pink, Lopper. There's tons and tons of artists that I enjoy listening to. Another good thing about internet radio is variety of platforms. Internet radio can be accessed through various platforms, including websites like ours, mobile apps, smart speakers, and desktop software. This flexibility allows users to enjoy their favorite stations and programs on their preferred devices. The next thing is streaming quality. Internet radio typically offers various streaming qualities to accommodate different bandwidths. Some services offer high-quality audio streaming for an enhanced listening experience. We do about 128 kbps, kilobits per second, which is CD quality. At some point, we may go to 192 or even 320, which is, you know, high definition. 96 kbps, kilobits per second, is not bad. It's near CD quality, and 64 bit is what you would actually hear on a radio. Some internet radio stations and programs allow for listeners interactivity through features like live chat. We may introduce that someday. Request, we're working on that now. And dedications. Definitely would like to do that. Fostering a sense of community and, you know, among listeners. So again, like, listen to the space as opposed to watch the space. So listen to the space, because we will be offering ways for you guys to communicate with us, especially me during my live broadcast and even off hours. You put a request in, the staff looks at it, meaning me, and if I have it, I'll add it to the playlist. Maybe do it as a live broadcast. If I don't have it, I'll apologize. So that brings me to licensing and copyright. Internet radio stations must obtain licenses for the music they play to ensure that artists and copyright holders are compensated for their work. It is important that what we play is accounted for, because the platform that we're using actually does keep track of that, which is wonderful. So I get to look at how many times a particular piece of music played, but, you know, by what artists, how many times a day it played, and how many times a month it played, and also how many times someone actually listened to it. Because there's a lot of times where it's out there, but no one's tuning in, or very few people are tuning in. It could be 2 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. The East Coast is just now stirring. It's 5 o'clock. Overseas, people are right in the middle of their lives, maybe lunch or so. So there may not be a lot of time to listen. So as for licensing agreements, can be complex, and they vary by region, which has led to challenges for some internet radio operators. Back in the early double aughts, turn of the century, we had a radio station called Universal Radio Station, and we were on ASCAP's experimental licensing. It was pretty good. We reported what we played, or what listeners heard, and then we paid our money. It was okay for a while, and then we got out of the radio business, and here we are. We're working our way through various contracts. Right now, we are licensed by BMI. So anyone who plays through us, like a guest DJ, as long as they play music that was legally gotten, then they're covered, because they're streaming through us and we have the license to play the music. So you guys can keep that in mind. Now the monetization. We're not going to do a lot of commercials. If we do, it's going to be for the Tachyon No Space product. We may do other products. But internet radio stations can generate revenue through advertising, premium subscriptions, or donations from listeners. Donations are great. We have a coffee set up for us, as well as our parent company, Mythical Legends Publishing, has a Patreon. You can always go to that. So if you go to Patreon, search for Mythical Legends. If you go to our website, you can click on the coffee link, and you can give as much as you want or as little as you want. You want to give a dollar, that's fine. That actually helps out, believe it or not, because we do pay monthly for the opportunity to stream, as well as some of our software. So that dollar goes a long way. You can also do monthly $5 a month, $2 a month. Trust me, it adds up. It's appreciated. Now, of course, with the monetization, this does create the opportunity for established broadcasters as well as independent contract creators like me to monetize their content. So if you're a DJ with us or a guest DJ, we are not going to charge you for being a DJ or using our platform, which means that you can run commercials for your DJing. You charge whatever you want. It's yours. The only thing we ask is you plug us. Give us a plug. This is all we need. Okay. Which brings us to podcasting integrations. Now, many internet radio platforms also integrate podcast content. We will have podcast content. And the podcasting, of course, will allow users to access on-demand shows and episodes in addition to live broadcasts. So we will have recorded shows, we'll have live broadcasts, and we'll also have podcasts that you guys can download and listen to on demand. Now, also global reach. Unlike traditional radio, which has geographical limitations, internet radio stations can reach a global audience. Anyone who has an internet connection can listen to Tachyon Note Space Radio, and this breaks down borders and connects people from different parts of the world through music, culture, and information, which is our main goal. So a tachyon, what is a tachyon? A tachyon. So a tachyon is an imaginary particle that goes faster than the speed of light. As it loses energy or loses mass, it goes faster. So node, of course, well, node is a junction, a meeting point. Tachyon, no, faster than light. Connection. Space. Faster than light, connection, space. That's what Tachyon, no, space radio would be. Will be your entertainment from many dimensions, which means that we have a wide range of interests. So you may hear a wide range of music, which means you'll be introduced to a wide range of music. And you might actually even like it. I've discovered music through that. Listening to radio stations I normally wouldn't listen to, and boom, there's this, you know, tune that makes me want to tap my toes. I'll get the name, and I'll buy it. Win-win for the radio station, and the label, as well as the artists. Now, of course, there are some challenges. One is competition. You guys can be my competition. So instead of going the music, podcast, and then news on the website, we're just mainly going to be music, podcast, news, local weather, might even try and do global weather, but we're not going to compete with the written news. So we're just going to offer our music, and then our DJs, of course, will have their spin on what they present. And of course, I did mention about the licensing agreements. We have one, and we're going to get the other too. And of course, there's the content. Kind of keep it fresh. So as of now, we have hundreds of songs that we rotate through when we're not live, or we have special daily mixes. And as you notice, we do have about a half dozen daily mixes. Now, once a month, we're going to go through and clear all that, rearrange everything. Might even do it once a week. Again, to kind of keep it fresh, add in new music, swap out old music. On the days where we don't have the play mix, the playlist, the system will go through and present the hundreds of music we have. Now, in a day, you may actually hear a piece or more than one musical piece twice, three times at the most. Four times, I gotta look at that. but which is not bad within a 24-hour period, which means we have music. Lots of it. So in summary, you know, internet radio has revolutionized the way people consume audio content by providing a diverse array of programming accessible to a global audience. Its convenience, personalization options, and broad content offerings have made it a popular choice for music enthusiasts, talk radio listeners, and those seeking niche content that may not be readily available through traditional radio channels. So this is James, and I thank you for listening to Tachyon Notes Space Radio.